Right now, it's time for our weekly review of news stories from around the state. First, a shooting in Wausau's Pine Grove Cemetery yesterday left one person dead and two injured. Police have a suspect in custody. Rob Menser is WPR's reporter based in Wausau. Rob, welcome back.
Thank you.
Well, can you tell us what happened?
Police arrested a 64-year-old man named Henry West, who was a former employee of Pine Grove Cemetery, who left in 2012 and, according to police, did not leave on his own terms. He is accused of arriving at the cemetery on Thursday morning around 8:30 and shooting two employees and one person who was a family member of one of the employees. A 52-year-old woman died at the scene of the gunshot wound, and a 60-year-old man was treated. He's in critical condition at the hospital now, and a 70-year-old woman is in stable condition. She was hospitalized, but she's all right.
And this played out in real time, looking like an active shooter situation. Can you talk about the police response?
Yes. Pine Grove Cemetery is on Wausau's most heavily trafficked road, Grand Avenue. And this was happening right at the time that people were commuting to work. So yes, the police had to close down portions of that road and were, in a search for the shooter. There was a woman who was injured who flagged someone down in traffic to get help. However, the search did not last long. West was apprehended, was caught within about 15 minutes of the time of the shooting. So then it became a crime scene, an investigative site, and they spent most of the day on scene gathering evidence and analyzing what happened.
And lastly, Rob, you talked to some people near the cemetery, as I understand it. What did you hear from them?
Yeah, people were pretty worried. There were, it's a limited number of people who worked at the cemetery, and there were some people who are pretty well known in the community, and so people were pretty worried to find out how their friends were doing.
Rob, thanks for bringing us up to date.
Thank you.
That's Rob Menser, WPR reporter based in Wausau. He talked to us about a shooting in the city's Pine Grove Cemetery yesterday that left one person dead and two injured. Now, the Sheboygan County Memorial Airport is breaking ground on a new international customs facility. The project's part of the preparation for next year's Ryder Cup golf tournament in Kohler. Anne Marie Hilton is the Streetwise reporter for the Sheboygan Press. Anne Marie, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you for having me.
Well, when and how did the push for this customs facility at the Sheboygan Airport first get started?
So the Sheboygan County Airport has been working with the Wisconsin Bureau of Aeronautics for about a decade on this project. And the main push has come from Kohler Company and other large corporations that have international sites.
And is this an airport that generally gets a lot of, passenger traffic right now?
So the airport doesn't do passenger travel. It does hobby planes or private planes.
And what is the need for international status here and to have a customs office at this airport that, again, doesn't get a lot of traffic or any actual passenger traffic?
Yeah, so there's a short-term need and then a long-term need for it. The short-term need is next year Sheboygan County is hosting the Ryder Cup. So lots of people will be coming from other countries to participate in that tournament or to just attend the tournament. So that'll serve as a good way for people to travel into the county. And then beyond that, it's a good opportunity for growth for the airport. The airport relies on fuel sales to generate revenue, and they are hoping that having a facility like this can bring in more people and help them become more self-sustaining.
Anne Marie, from what you've seen in planning here, what does it take to turn a small airport into one that can actually take in international travelers?
Yeah, so what they're going to need to do is to construct a new building at the airport that will house the customs agent and the other administrative offices that are needed. They'll need to do a little bit of construction with the parking lot and other roadways. And so that should take About 6 months. It should be operable by next summer, and it'll take about $4.2 million to fund it.
Yeah, who's picking up the pay the tab here?
Yes, so $2.5 million is coming from the Bureau of Aeronautics, and then the rest of the money is coming from the capital project plan that the county has, so that's county taxpayer money.
And is the hope that this will be a revenue stream down the road that'll help pay some of that off?
Certainly. So the ultimate goal is to get the airport off of the county's tax levy. So they're hoping that this customs facility will bring in an influx of traffic that will increase fuel sales and things like that, that can help make the airport self-sustaining and not rely on tax money.
Now, this is probably not going to end up being a thing where somebody could be in Sheboygan and then go to the airport and hop on a, you know, a passenger plane to Paris. That's not the long-term goal here, right?
No, that's not the long-term goal. It's like I said, it'll remain with hobby planes and private planes, but they think there will be enough of an increase from that population alone to help bring in more revenue.
Anne-Marie, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
Anne-Marie Hilton is the Streetwise reporter for the Sheboygan Press. She talked with us about the Sheboygan County Airport getting a new international customs facility. Now we head south from there to Racine, where the city council has decided to rename part of the waterfront's Christopher Columbus Causeway. Adam Rogan is a reporter for the Racine Journal-Times. Adam, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
Well, can you talk about the push to rename this part of this causeway?
So a couple of weeks ago, there was this group that came forward called Coming Together Racine, which is a basically just an advocacy group looking to combat racism in the greater Racine area. And they came to a City of Racine a committee meeting saying, like, we want to change the name of Christopher Columbus Causeway, basically because just citing the Christopher Columbus's less than favorable history with human rights abuses, having enslaved people in Native America, enslaved Native Americans, and then also, and of course, did plenty of abuses that led to possibly the death of millions. And then with that, they wanted to move forward with changing the name of the street because they didn't want to honor somebody like that. And then one thing that it got pretty strong support from the city council, and they approved it to change the name last week. Basically, they're going to change it to, I'm going to hopefully pronounce this right, the Kipikawi Causeway, which is the Potawatomi name for the Root River, which runs through the city of Racine. So it's named after something that actually has something to do with Racine rather than Christopher Columbus, who never set foot here.
And this is an issue that can be controversial in many communities. Was there any pushback at this idea in the final meeting where they voted to change the name?
In the final meeting, the vote was not unanimous, but nobody spoke up. Even the city council members who voted against it didn't speak out saying why they didn't want it. There was some people in the community said they wanted to keep the name, saying like they didn't want to erase history or anything like that, but there was still... But the majority of at least the people who have spoken on this matter have been, you know, supportive of it, liking that it's named after something that actually matters to our community, being the Root River. And somebody on the city council, John Tate, said basically what I just mentioned earlier, that the city, that the Root River is actually something that matters to this community. Why don't we have this relatively important street running along the lake named after something that actually matters here, not somebody who died 500 years ago?
And the new name only applies to a portion of this causeway, I understand. Why is that?
That's kind of just a weird quirk of with Racine being right on the lake. The city of Racine controls the roads and streets up until the lakefront. The causeway actually runs out towards a marina and out to a restaurant along the lake. And so that part of the street is actually owned by the county, being actually kind of going into the lake. So what the city council has done, they've requested the county board saying, hey, can you change the name of this street so that it matches the rest of the street, so it matches the 400 feet we've renamed. And it's, again, funny that part of the street is, most of it, of this road is known as just 4th Street. It doesn't become Chris Columbus and now Kipikawi until right before the lakefront. So right now it's 4th Street through downtown, and then 400 feet of Kipikawi, and then about 1,000 or so feet out into the lake where it's still known as Christopher Columbus Causeway, although there's a chance they're going to be rectifying that in the next month or so at the county level, depending on how they take it.
Adam, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Glad to be here.
That's Adam Rogan, reporter with the Racine Journal-Times. He talked with us about the city's decision to rename part of the Christopher Columbus Causeway. He closed out our weekly Wisconsin News Roundup.